This is KFIZ Radio and First Presbyterian Church in Fond du Lac. We are glad to join together in this time of prayer and devotion.
Our first scripture reading this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 through 43. Then Peter began speaking to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as the judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
Our gospel lesson this morning, as you might guess, is the resurrection story. It comes to us today from Luke chapter 24. I am reading from my own translation. So if it differs from your memory just a little bit, that's why. But this is my own translation of the Greek. On the first day of the week, at early dawn, these women came to the tomb, bringing with them some of the aromatic oils they had prepared. And they found the stone had been rolled away from the tomb, and having entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, while they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in garments gleaming like lightning. Filled with fear, the women bowed with their faces to the ground. The men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he spoke to you while still in Galilee, saying, 'It is necessary for the Son of Man to be delivered into the hands of sinful men and to be crucified and the third day to arise.'" And they remembered him saying this. Having returned from the tomb, they openly related all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the rest of the women who told these things to the apostles. These words seemed to them like idle talk, and they did not believe them. But Peter, rising up, ran to the tomb, and stooping down and seeing the linen cloths lying separately, went away, wondering to himself at that which had happened. My beloved, this is indeed the word of the Lord for us this day. Thanks be to God. And now, I believe, if the youngest of our disciples would like to come forward, Miss Jennifer has a few words for you.
So we've been bringing Jesus up with us each day, and today, maybe, should we have brought Jesus with us today? They went to the tomb and they didn't find Jesus, but where could he be? They were a little bit worried about that. I think if I was there, I would be thinking, oh boy, Jesus told me about this a couple of times. Maybe I wasn't listening as good, or maybe I just didn't understand. But Jesus is alive, and that's pretty awesome. I was looking today, actually this week, and I opened up a bag of candy, and guess what? One was just like this. Now, do you think somebody went inside my bag and ate one piece of candy? No, it wasn't there. sometimes when that kind of stuff happens, we get frustrated. We think, it's empty, or it didn't work. Have you ever had that happen? Maybe if you're searching for eggs today and you find one and it's empty, what would you think? How would you feel? Well, when they went to the tomb, they found it was empty. And at first they were worried, but then they were really excited, because that meant that all those things that Jesus was telling them, all those things that they didn't maybe understand, all of them were true. That means that Jesus came to save us and forgives us for always. So if you have a day when you find an empty wrapper and no candy bar in it, or something else doesn't work out very good, I want you to remember that that is not a bad thing, right? That helps us to remember that God is with us always, that God was supposed to be there, right? In our minds, he was, but then he wasn't there. So there are some people who don't know this story, who don't know that they have been blessed by God's love. And that is our job, is to help them to know that story. So I would like you, as you're going through your day, to find someone or some way to tell the story of Jesus, to tell them that he loves us and is with us always. Sound good? All right, let's take a little time. Let's say a prayer. Loving and gracious God, we are so thankful that you are with us always. This is an amazing day. Help us to remember this amazing day is every day. Every day you are there for us. Every day you are there to share your love. We ask that you help us to share that love with everyone that we meet. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's children said, amen.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I have been thinking about Easter lately. In fact, I have been thinking a lot about Easter lately. I've been thinking about Easter's past, Easter present. I've been thinking about good Easters and better Easters. And I've been thinking about Easter movies, you know, sort of Jesus / Easter movies. And I've decided to break down my five favorite Jesus / Easter movies. Of course, you have to go with the classic, The Last Temptation of Christ. It's a classic. Everyone should see it. Jesus of Montreal did not get a lot of screenplay in America. It's in French with English subtitles, but it is exactly worth your time. Excellent show. And of course, like it or hate it, we have to mention Monty Python's Life of Brian. I mean, love it or hate it, it's inspired, right? Blessed are the cheesemakers is one of those lines we are going to be saying forever, I think. Of course, there's always the great old classic Godspell, right? Day by day. Oh, dear Lord, three things I pray, right? I mean, come on, what's not to like about Godspell? But my favorite of the Christmas, of the Jesus Easter movies is this one. Jesus Christ Superstar, right? Right? Yeah, right. This great musical, Tim Rice, Andrew Lloyd Webber. I do not mean the 2018 made-for-TV version with John Legend and Alice Cooper. I mean, Alice Cooper, right? Is that the name? Yeah. I didn't know he was still alive. I mean, come on, really? Alice Cooper, he's alive? What? I mean, the original 1973 version with the long hair and the tie-dyed T-shirts and the magic bus out in the desert. That's the one to watch. There's a song from that musical that keeps coming to my head. And that is the song, Could We Start Again, Please? Could We Start Again, Please? It's after Jesus' arrest, Mary Magdalene and Peter sing this duet with the disciples in the background, sort of as a Greek chorus almost. And the point is, everything's falling apart. Could we start again? You know, before it gets too frightening, we ought to call a halt. Oh, could we start again, please? It's a great line. And it's a great question. Have you ever felt that way? Could we start again? Could we start again, please? You know that feeling? I wonder if that's how the women felt when they came to the tomb that morning. Remember, these are the same women who watched Jesus die by crucifixion on Friday afternoon. Friday evening, they saw the tomb where his body was placed. Saturday, they stayed home as, you know, observant Jews. They observed the Sabbath. But now, first light, Sunday morning, they have come to the tomb with their aromatic oils, their lovely scented oils, to prepare Jesus' body, to do right by Jesus, as was their custom. They get to the tomb. They find that the big stone that covers the entrance to the tomb has been rolled to the side. They enter, and Jesus' body is not there. It's not there. But suddenly, there are two men standing there next to them, and their clothes are gleaming like lightning. This is our sign that these are angelic, divine-type beings. Remember, this is the ancient world. They do not have Walmart. You cannot go and buy a gallon of bleach somewhere. You see somebody with their clothes that are dazzling like lightning, that's your sign you are in the presence of an angelic, divine creature. Terrified, as any person in their right mind would be, they bow with their faces to the ground, and the two men say, "Why are you looking for the living one among the dead? He's not here. He's not here. He is risen. He's not here because he is alive. He is risen." And friends, that is the answer. That is the answer to the question. That is the answer to the question of the song. That is the answer to the question that you and I have. That is the answer to the question these women must have been asking themselves as they went to the tomb. Can we start again? And the answer is yes. Yes, we can. Because Jesus was not stuck. Jesus was not stuck in death. Jesus was raised to life. Jesus was dead, but death could not hold him. Jesus was raised to life. Jesus could start again. He could live again and walk again and talk to the disciples again. And we know, as Jesus' brothers and sisters, that this is how much God loves us. And that means that we can start again too. We can start again right here, right now. We don't have to wait until death and resurrection to begin again. We can begin again. We can start again right here, right now. And that means that we don't have to be the people our parents raised us to be. We can be different. We can start again. We don't have to stay in our life-destroying, soul-sucking job. We can try something else. We can start again. We don't have to watch our relationships spiral down and down and down until they are sucked into some kind of emotional black hole, we can have a good relationship. We can start again. We don't have to believe everything that our culture has been mean and taught us about our sexual orientation or our lifestyle. We can feel good about ourselves. We can have positive relationships. We can start again. This is the good news of Easter. We are not stuck. God loved Jesus so much that God raised Jesus from the dead, and so Jesus could start again. And God loves us so much that God raises us also, and we can start again and again and again. The other day, my wife was telling me something that she had heard on the radio. And it was an article to the effect that the music of the 1980s is popular again. Okay, all right. I thought I was going to get loud cheers and hurrahs there. Never mind. Okay. Well, I think that's a good thing because I was in my 20s in the 1980s. I liked that music. It was really good music, man. It was the music I bonded with. It is the music that I sort of came of age with. It is the music that I go back to even now. That music was important, not only because it meant you had really good taste if you liked that music, right? But also because it marked the time when women really started breaking that glass ceiling in the pop and rock world. So you had a number of very strong, very popular female bands then. The Go-Go's, right? Bananarama, the Bangles, we're all walking like an Egyptian, right? Great music. There were also a number of very good, very fine female lead singers and female solo acts. So you had women like Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, Debbie Harry, and of course, who can forget the goddess above us all, the princess of, or even the queen of pop, Madonna herself. Now, my personal favorite at that time was this lady. Who is this? Cyndi Lauper. You guys aren't as old as I thought you were. This is great. Good. Yes, Cyndi Lauper. Oh, my goodness. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Madonna's music, okay? But Madonna always had this sort of hard, deliberately sensational type music. She was like hitting for a chart buster every time. You never really felt like you knew the person behind the song. Cyndi Lauper's music was fun. It was just fun. It was happy music, even when she was singing about very serious subjects. You know, today we see her in commercials for plaque psoriasis medicine. Okay. But back in the day, she was great. There was one song in particular that I especially liked. It was a song called Time After Time. And it had this wonderful refrain. When you're lost, you can look and you will find me time after time. When you fall, I will catch you. I will be there waiting time after time. Now understand, I've never met Cyndi Lauper. I don't know the woman personally. I have no clue what she is like as an individual. But I do know that that is the answer to Easter. That is what Easter is about. When we are lost and we look, Jesus will be there time after time. When we fall, Jesus will catch us. He will be waiting. time after time. When we are lost, when we are scared, when we are alone and wandering in our fears, when our relationships are in ruins, when our self-esteem is in tatters, when our life has become one big dumpster fire, we can start again, time after time after time. This is the good news of Easter. And this is something we cannot keep to ourselves. This is too good, too important to keep to ourselves. This is the sort of thing we have to freely share. We have to freely relate to others. And no, we haven't been to a tomb, and we haven't seen two men in clothes that gleam like lightning. But we can share what we know, and we can share what we've experienced. That Jesus was born and lived like us. He was baptized by John the Baptist. He fed people. He healed people. He brought joy to their lives. And when he would not stop talking about how much God loves us, he was executed by crucifixion. But Jesus was not stuck. He was not stuck. God raised him to new life. And he walked again, and he spoke to the disciples again. And he ascended into heaven, where now he sits at the right hand of God. And there will be some who will not believe us. It will seem to them like idle talk. But there are others who will be moved and who will want to go and find for themselves the good news, the love that we have found. My friends, Easter is not a movie. Easter is not a song. Easter is the love of God for us, that we can start again right now, right here in this life, again and again and again. My friends, this is how much God loves us. Thanks be to God. Amen. Lord, we pray for ourselves that we indeed will start again, that we will not wait, but we will show the courage of the women who freely related the goodness that they had found. And in doing so, we pray that we will live as Jesus himself taught us to live, when he taught us to pray by saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen."
Thank you for joining with us in this time of prayer and devotion. We are First Presbyterian Church of Fond du Lac. We are Christians serving, learning, and loving. You can find us on the web at www.fdlpresbyterian.org. We are located at 1225 4th Street. And we have in-person worship at 9 a.m.